She's a witch of trouble in electric blue. In her own mad mind, she's in love with you, with you. Now what you gonna do? Strange brew, killing what's inside of you.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Well, hello. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, 2014, an entirely self-absorbed beer show dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. So,
I'm not sure how that intro song came in. It sounded a little low, but I guess...
I don't know. Yeah, I had it cranked. I don't know what was going on.
So, we apologize for our technical difficulty. We know how awesomely produced our YouTube segment is here and how professional everything is. So,
yes. Well, you know what? My audio, you know what? Oh, man. My mic got turned all the way down.
Oh, there you go.
Hey. Hello.
My mic.
Whoa.
Yeah, my mic
okay.
For some reason, my recording software is also controlling my YouTube and Google Chat Hangout. So, yeah,
there we go. Oh, really now loud. You sound like butter.
Yeah. Hello, ladies. How you doing? My name's Crazy Dave.
So,
you want to go watch The Bachelor with me or something?
You want to go watch The Bachelor?
Look at all the stuff you ain't going to get.
This week's show, what you'll be seeing on YouTube here, this is part of our Strange Brew 2 issue.
And, take off, eh?
Yeah, hoser.
You hoser. And
I actually couldn't get this beer. I don't know if anybody's found it in Massachusetts yet, but Toby and Dave are going to try the Rogue Voodoo Donut Pretzel Raspberry and Chocolate Ale. Yes, that's the whole title.
Yep.
And I'll let you guys kind of take it over from here, but I wanted to at least mention the other beers that we'd have for the rest of the show. The rest of our podcast will come out sometime this weekend.
Well, I'm drinking the Iron Fist, what do you call it? Rubus Vigoratus, or Rubus Vigoratus.
And
Rubus.
Rubus.
Anybody that Rubus, you know, feels Rubus? Like commenting on our Latin, you can just screw.
Like, who speaks Latin anymore? I mean, really?
I think the devil. I think he still does.
Besides, like Catholic teachers in like high school, like
Later on the show, I will be trying the Stone Brewing's Suede. It's one of their recent collaborations.
Oh. Yeah.
It's got some interesting stuff in it. It's like flowers and spices and something.
Oh, by the way, it's Rubus Vigoratus.
It's Italian.
Well, no, it's Latin, I think.
Oh, okay. But
very, very closely related.
You sounded Italian. Hey, Rubus Vigoratus.
Well, wait. Here,
with the pepperoni.
This is from Google Translate Latin.
Rubus Vigoratus.
Rubus Vigoratus.
Oh, she even did the little Vigoratus. So she's somewhere in Italy.
And translated, it's bush healers.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So for my beer later on in the show, I'm actually going to try a beer from Night Shift Brewing Company, and the beer is called Rose, and also has like flowers and honey and some fancy stuff like Toby was talking about.
Wow.
All right. There we go. Interesting. Oh, I guess I should say that mine was brewed with raspberries and I don't know what the hell this stuff is, but
Cardamom.
Yeah.
Cardamom.
It just it tastes like cinnamon, but it's more of a root as opposed to a, you know.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's talk more of that.
Yeah.
Stick. Yeah. But let's get to our voodoo donut.
Yeah, our fermentation
it's
conversation
more of a root than a stick, man.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
So, get to your beers. Come on, talk about them.
This is from Rogue Ales. These guys are out of Newport, Oregon, right?
Yep.
And they're doing not really a collaboration, but I guess kind of a collaboration with the Voodoo Donut guys. They're a donut shop that's out of Portland, right? Oregon.
Yeah.
They're not like your Winchell's or Yum Yum Donuts. I mean, these guys make high-end, like specialty, like fancy donuts.
Let's call them craft donuts, shall we?
there you go.
Donuts. Their first donut beer that they did with Rogue was the Rogue did with them was the maple bacon voodoo donut, and this one is the pretzel raspberry and chocolate ale.
Is this the third release from them?
I think it's the third.
Oh, that's right, because they had the banana one.
Yeah, and we've tried this. Will be one. We've tried all of them now on the show because we did. Yeah. We did the.
Some of us have.
Yeah,
we actually did the bacon maple beer on our first Strange Brew show, which you could look at beercoasterspodcast.com. Look for our Strange Brew show, and then we just did and then we did the peanut butter banana one on.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, it was sometime.
Should I go look for that real quick.
Late last year, I think. Maybe in September. But anyway, we're actually doing the third one in this series, I guess you can call it, on the show now. So
there's a whole bunch of ingredients. They got Two Row, Munich, C120, Chocolate Back, Black, Kiln Coffee, Rogue Farms, Dare, and Risk Malts, Rogue Farms, Rebel Hops, Pretzels, Raspberry Extract, Chocolate, Pac-Man Yeast, and of course, Rogue's famous Free Range Coastal Water.
And there is no chemicals, additives, or preservatives.
Well, was it raspberry extract? Like, well, I guess it's not really chemical.
But. Right.
Anyhow, 6.75% ABV. It's time to bust this motherfucker open.
Oh, mine says 5.4 on the bottle.
Mine says
6.75. Oh, wow.
We did that as a bonus track. I think we did that. It was
bust it.
A bonus bust track it. Off of the
Brett
show. And we did a pre-show beer live with Elvis.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and also, for those of you that are listening, if you want to find this bottle, it's real easy to find. Look for the pink Pepto-Bismol colored bottle that's in a 22.
Yeah, and I think it's probably the only pink beer bottle you'll probably find there.
Yeah, the whole bottle is pink. So if you see a pink bottle, it's going to be the Rogue Voodoo Donut beer of some variety.
It pours out pretty dark. Yeah, it's a dark brown. I got a little bit of a tannish, maybe caramel colored highlight.
And I think it's classified as a brown. I'm not positive, but I think they said it was classified as a brown ale base.
Yeah, looks like a Coke.
Yeah, I started off with about a finger of head. Now I'm down to about a half finger.
But of course, you know, like if you're to be like in Japan, they would say it looks like the color of Coke.
Ooh, on the nose, I got some chocolate.
Chocolate? It smells like chocolate and beer.
And raspberry. I get the raspberry a little bit. Just a hint. Just a little tiny bit.
I still got a good two fingers ahead.
Oh, man, that smells delicious.
I'm getting that raspberry. Yeah. The raspberry's hitting now. Give it a second.
That smells really good. Now, I have enjoyed the past two Voodoo Donut beers. The first one, the bacon maple, a lot of people, I think, didn't like it.
It was different.
I was okay with that one. I don't think I like the chocolate peanut butter.
The Elvis one?
I just got the pretzel.
On the nose?
Yeah, like I took the beer away, sat it down, and then all of a sudden, like the pretzeliness like came out from my mustache or something. it's like when you're eating pretzels, you got pretzel breath for like 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Know? So far, all I'm getting is the chocolate and the raspberry.
Now that we know that the aromas of this are layered, let's see how the flavors come out.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow, raspberry huge up front. I mean, there's no hiding the raspberry on this beer.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
big time raspberry.
It's in your face. Like it's the you would have never guessed it by the aroma because it took a minute for it to come out. But
get a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of coffee in there. It has a bite to it. There's this certain, it's a bitterness, and it's not like a berry bitterness. It's something else. It's more of a
beer bitterness.
Maybe getting some kind bitterness. Of maybe any saltiness maybe is kind of contributing to something like that.
No, it's not really salty.
Lots of raspberry.
The raspberry is huge. I'm not really getting the pretzel or the chocolate. And I was really thinking, like, you know, with this being like a chocolate ale, you know, I was thinking more that it might have like a little smoother, more stouty kind of a mouthfeel, but it doesn't. It's got more of a like an ale kind of a mouthfeel. Well, it's not very heavy. It's kind of light.
No. Yeah, it's not real thick. It's not syrupy. It's very clean. I did on the belch. I did get some sort of a toasted, almost like a toasted bagel. I wouldn't go so far as to say a pretzel because pretzel has a very distinct, you know,
dry. You know, it does finish up dry with like the dryness of a pretzel. I'll give you that. Mm. Speaking of pretzels,
I think as this warms up, I think it'll change big time.
Yeah. What are you gonna have with this? I mean, on the back of the bottle, Rogue always recommends, you know, a food pairing. So look for the little icons. In this case, they show a donut and like a piece of pie and a drink, I think.
You pair this with another drink?
Well, maybe they're, I don't know, man. Like
you have to look at their website to see.
Maybe it's a sundae.
Actually, they say donuts.
It says donuts and dessert. You know, I can I could cop out and say this would go really good with the cheesecake because raspberries and cheesecake, you know, go together. Something different.
I think actually, now that I think of it, just a regular glazed donut. Nothing that's super cakey, but something light and. Or even something that's light and flaky, you know, almost like a
sugar twist.
Yeah, nothing real dense.
Not an old fashioned.
No, but not a cake not donut. Though, more of a raised, just like a glazed, raised donut.
Yeah. Like a glazed.
Or as Voodoo Donut calls them, just raised yeast donuts, right? That's what they call.
Okay.
Them.
Yeast donuts. Yeah, I want this with a mouthful of yeast.
If you've ever seen that, I mean, check out the Voodoo Donut. It's voodoodonut.com. Really, really interesting donuts that they have. Everything from like Captain Crunch to.
Yeah.
They have the old.
The Bacon Maple Bar is probably one of their more popular ones.
They have a Texas donut.
That's like it's supposed to be as big as six donuts.
It's equal six donuts in size. If you can eat this donut in 80 seconds or less, get your money back.
Yeah,
Oh my God. For the ladies out there, they got a cock and balls donut.
When I was there in Portland a couple years ago.
Filled with Bavarian cream and chocolate frosting.
I went to Voodoo Donut. It's so funny because when I was there, there was two locations. There was one more east uptown, and then there was one that was downtown. And the one downtown there was a line down the block, you know, when we got down there in the early part of the day and the line went around the block. And we were just like, forget that, man, because I'd heard of Voodoo Donut. But near our hotel, seriously, two or three blocks from our hotel was the other Voodoo Donut location. And we went there and there was nobody in line. So we walked right in and it was a bigger location. It was more like a small, I think it used to be an old like greasy spoon diner or something. So it's a lot bigger. The one downtown was more like a coffee shop. You know, it was tiny on the corner or whatever.
Do you remember what donut
but,
you had?
Yeah. I think I got the one with the Oreo cookie crumbles on top, and I was totally hungover, and it worked the, like a charm. By the time I was like
dirt donut, vanilla frosting and Oreos.
Nice. That might have been the
and
one.
They also have.
Hope it tasted better than dirt.
The old dirty bastard donut, which has
ODD
with chocolate frosting, Oreos, and peanut butter. Really interesting combinations,
dude,
man.
Some awesome.
They have the Arnold Palmer donut that actually has a lemonade / iced tea. You know. Half lemonade, half iced tea dust, like on top of it.
Dang.
Yeah, they got some.
It's pretty bomb. If you're
stuff.
If you're in Portland, you gotta
in
check
the morning,
out
these
Voodoo
donuts. Must be like heaven.
Oh yeah, they were good hangover food. I'm telling you, I cured my hangover. One donut
like this one would work
so
for
you,
me.
If
it's
you
the
get totally
it's called
over.
The No Name Donut. It's got chocolate frosting, Rice Krispies, and peanut butter. That would be my hangover donut right there.
So if you get hungover drinking a bunch of Rogue Voodoo donut beers, do you still want to go get a Voodoo donut in the morning?
Ooh, I don't know. You might get caught up in some weird vortex.
Yeah.
A polar vortex!
No, that was last
a donut
week.
Vortex.
The donut vortex. There you go. The black donut hole. All right, folks. I think right, that well, might well, wrap it up the, for
wait,
this yeah. for this week.
Wait,
we got
untap,
we got a whole
untap.
Rest of the show to do.
Oh yeah, that's right. We got to untap this stuff. But while we're doing that, you can check out Rogue's website. It's www.rogue.com. ROGUE. And
oh, I can't find
dude?
It. There's a lot of raspberry beers.
What?
You know,
oh,
type,
you just have to look up pretzel
Voodoo and you'll find it for some
pretzel
reason.
Pretzel will probably be the one that pops up.
It's I got it.
There it is.
You want
why
it?
Don't you type Rogue Voodoo? If you type Rogue Voodoo, it comes up much faster, Toby. It looks
wow.
like oh, Untappd changed the way they do things.
I am dang over it. Capacity. Untappd is right now. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, it looks
everybody,
like
everybody's trying to look at the
of,
Voodoo donut.
I know. Like people are watching our show and want to like you know check things out for us.
It's a completely
it
different interface from. Last week.
Last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
So, anyhow, out of 1,251 ratings, it's rated 3.46.
Wow.
Top three places to drink this beer is Gump and Wings in Blaine, Minnesota, Casa de Daisy in St. Charles, Illinois, which is probably just someone's house, even though it does say
right. it's Daisy's
like it's
house.
A little bar icon. And I'm not even going to attempt to name the third
Tabacaria one. Tabacaria de Sandoval.
There you go. And Fresno. And Fresno. Nobody goes to Fresno.
what about Thrall's Jacuzzi?
Jacuzzi.
In Santee, California.
Wow.
Nice.
There you have it, folks.
Well, apparently at McDonald's at Placerville also has this beer.
Wow.
Some dude is sitting at McDonald's like, they call like,
they said I could have donuts here. So,
also, Beer Advocate users rate this an 81, which is good.
So, right, if you want to hear our final
ABV
thoughts,
stuff, did you do all that stuff earlier? Yeah,
yeah, we did it. Yeah, yeah. We did. I think we forgot the IBUs. It's like 30 something.
31.
All right, folks. Well, we got some more beer to drink, so we're gonna take off, eh?
No way, Ozer.
If you want to hear our final thoughts on this beer and the other beers that we're trying on this week's show, check it out this weekend, beercoasterspodcast.com. Look for the our latest show, which is Strange Brew 2.
We're also on iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Find us, listen to us, talk about us. We can go drink some more beer.
Comment sounds below. Like let us know what you think.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines at the Beer Coasters Daily.
This week's Hop Topic comes to you. Hop Topic. Did you guys get this off the Beer Coasters Daily?
Yes.
Of course you did. Yes, the Beer Coasters Daily, also known as the Brews Paper, on our website. Check it out. This one actually comes from FoxNews.com. This is in their leisure section.
And
the title is... Hey. Yes, fair and balanced.
I'm sorry, fair and balanced. Sorry.
God damn it, Toby.
The title of this one is...
Sorry it's not liberal media.
Because that's what I want. Let's talk some jelly beans.
All right, so this is Jelly Belly. Like jelly beans. They're releasing beer-flavored jelly beans.
All right.
Okay, so let me... For the record... There are no other jelly beans other than Jelly Belly. Let me just state that. No.
And you get the ones like you get at Easter and stuff. They're not jelly
beans. No, those are not jelly beans. Jelly Belly is the only jelly bean.
It's a real bean. All right. You can... What is it? Often imitated but never...
Duplicated?
Duplicated or something. Often duplicated but never imitated. I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, no, it's Jelly Belly is by far the best jelly beans out there. You can't compare.
Yeah.
The other ones are all just wannabes.
Cream of the crop. The OG bean.
Yeah.
So, all right, someone take it away here.
With America's growing obsession with craft beer flavoring everything from ice cream to lip balm, it was only a matter of time before someone came up with a way to get that great taste in jelly bean. Jelly Belly's announcing a new flavor bean to honor the company's German heritage called Draft
Finally.
Beer. The Jelly Bean Company says it's similar to a Hefeweizen-inspired ale.
Really?
Out of all the beer flavors they could have chose, they chose a Hef.
Well, what are they going to do? A framboise? Then it wouldn't even taste like beer.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
The American lager.
Yeah.
Jelly bean.
Yeah. American lager.
Don't they already have one that tastes like throw up? Or ass?
That was all the stuff from Harry Potter, right? Wasn't there vomit and...
Vomit and snot and...
Yeah.
Rotten eggs. Yep.
The aroma is mildly bready. Unfortunately, though, there's no alcohol in the jelly bean.
Can't get drunk off eating jelly beans.
They should make special alcoholic ones that they can serve in bars and they can right next to the pretzels. Yeah. You know.
Well, you know, there's nothing to say that you can't drop a Jelly Belly into a beer. You know, and like a beer flavored Jelly Belly.
I might drop some Jelly Bellies into this Rogue Voodoo Donut pretzel raspberry.
But that doesn't add alcohol to the jelly beans. That just adds jelly beans to alcohol.
Right.
Well, what if you drop the Jelly Belly in like some vodka or something and then eat the Jelly Belly? Yeah.
And then let it sit for a month and then eat the Jelly Belly.
It just like crystallizes into this gross thing.
All right.
I'd actually would be up for like trying combinations of like the beer jelly bean with a different flavor. You know?
Then you can have yourself a framboise or a lambic that way.
Yeah.
Or you could do a Berliner Weiss. You can get like a sour apple and a beer flavored Jelly Belly and eat those together and get yourself a Berliner Weiss. I don't know.
You could have a coffee one and have yourself a little
like
a stout jelly bean.
Yeah.
Coffee and chocolate and beer. All right.
Sweet.
Well,
that's our tibbies
coming out. Yeah, that's what we got.
So they are coming out, huh? This is for real.
For real,
this is a real story.
Hey, Fox News said so.
Oh, it must be
true. It must be true.
Yeah.
The bean made its American debut this weekend at the Winter Fancy Food Show in San Francisco. The lineup also includes strawberry daiquiri, pina colada, and Mai Tai. So they got all kinds of alcoholic beverage flavored.
Right on.
When are they going to have the
whiskey or tequila?
When are they going to have the scorpion bowl jelly bean? The Headhunter jelly bean.
Scorpion bowl?
Damn.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Pause.
Check out. Oh.
Check out what?
Toby said pause. I guess we're done.
No, I didn't pause.
I said pause, but it was a slip up.
We're going to drink some more beer. Check out this story and more at the Beer Coasters Daily. It's on our website, beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Brews Paper. You'll find it there.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. a gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Crazy Dave out of Temecula, California, and I got a little bit of something special tonight.
A little something wild,
but I do got a little something from Iron Fist. These guys are out of Vista, California. Their website is www.ironfistbrewing.com. This beer, I was actually at the Holiday Wine Cellar. It's one of my favorite spots to go pick up beer. It's probably my maybe number one or number two place to find beer.
The one in Escondido?
One in Escondido.
The one that you sent me to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they got ton of craft beer. They got a huge walk-in cellar, for all their beers and stuff. And anyhow, Iron Fist is right down the road from them, and they brewed a special beer just for Holiday Wine Cellar. And I'm guessing that they're not selling it anywhere else. It's not even on their website or anything, but this one is called the Rubus Vigoratus. It's a stout brewed with cardamom and raspberries.
Did that very well.
We at Iron Fist are happy to bring you the Rubus Vigoratus. This truly one-of-a-kind beer is a rendition of Chuck McLaughlin's winning homebrew recipe. We brewed this incredible beer for Holiday Wine Cellar celebration of their 47th anniversary, never to be brewed again. Age it and see how the complexities and nuances emerge. $7.50 bottle. It was $5.
A couple, dude.
There's a ton of them. I'll go back and get some. $5.99 a bottle or something too.
Make sure that they're good.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, but I was just walked in there looking for some beers, and like they had like signs everywhere. It's like Iron Fist, you know, Holiday Wine Cellar, anniversary.
Buy a bunch of beers because they were cheap. I mean, you might as well go with Natural Light.
You know what's funny is that
Natural Light Ice.
They actually say this. Put the 500 pack of light lager back with all of its buddies and rule your taste with an iron fist.
Nice.
Actually, it's what it says here on the bottle. So it's funny that you mentioned that, Mike.
Natty Ice.
So anyhow, let me open this up and see what we got here.
Iron Fist is pretty good. I remember I had the velvet glove or the velvet. Yeah, Velvet Glove. It was good. I liked it. I think I did that. I did that on one of our shows.
I had on our Star Wars episode, I had they had a rebellion something.
Imperial Rebellion.
Imperial Rebellion, yeah. Anyhow,
I remember that.
How awesome is that?
Yes, we have a Star Wars show, folks, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Go back.
Definitely check it out.
A brew
watch the YouTube video and just pretend that you're hearing the Star Trek episode, like music starting, or Star Wars music.
That's the way it was supposed to go.
Anyhow, this is definitely dark. It pours out. It's got a little bit of a red highlight at the bottom.
You're holding it way I can't see.
It's got maybe a finger ahead. Huh. On the nose, it's got a dry raspberry kind of a smell. Pour a little bit more here on it.
What did you say it was brewed with? Did you give the ingredients and all that? Sorry, dude.
Raspberry and cardamom.
Oh, that's right.
Cardamom, by the way, is from the ginger family of
it's closer to ginger than it is to cinnamon. Right. But it tastes just like cinnamon.
And it's the world's third most expensive spice by weight.
Wow.
Outstripped in market value only by saffron and vanilla.
Wow. Vanilla is the most expensive by weight?
I don't know.
Holy crap.
Hey, how much does vanilla extract?
Vanilla extract is pretty expensive. To get the good stuff.
Well, I'm not getting much on the nose at the moment. The head on this is so pillowy and thick, and it looks like pancake batter when you pour it out and it starts to cook, and there's like the bubbles, they kind of like rise to the top and then pop instead of just being like a soda. So anyhow,
I think you can still get I don't know if I've seen them at the market, but you might be able to find it like Trader Joe's or something where you can get the cardamom seeds.
Mm.
And you can, they have them ground up, so it's more like a cinnamon, but you can actually get the seeds and grind them up as well.
But yeah, it does smell like some sort of like wintry spice kind of thing like that. Like it's got that kind of clovey, nutmeggy, cinnamony kind of smell to it.
Makes me think of the Anchor Christmas beer.
Like a cardamom smell?
Mike, I totally get what you're saying about cinnamon. It's got that dry spice kind of flavor.
Cinnamon challenge with water.
This has actually got a really interesting mouthfeel. I mean, because it's got that kind of stouty, kind of a thick, smooth mouthfeel to it. But then it also has this dry powdery kind of thing. Like I'm guessing that's that cardamom that's doing that. But it's not like dry like you're taking like a teaspoon of cinnamon sticking on your tongue or anything. But
it should add some like big spice to it.
It is. I mean, it's got quite a big spice note. The raspberries are definitely taking a back seat in this. They're there, and it's a nice note. I mean, I think they did a pretty good job of balancing that. I got a little bit of coffee roast, like a that's a nice roast that comes in a little bit after a minute. A nice strong coffee roast. Wow. I got tobacco.
Are they ever going to brew a tobacco beer?
Wow. I mean, this is interesting. I mean, I can definitely see why this would be interesting to age, to see how these flavors develop and integrate and change over time. I think I'll definitely want to get a bottle of this and hang on to it for a while and see what happens. But
and what's the base beer? Did you say
stout?
Is it? Stout.
Yeah, okay. It's a stout brewed with cardamom and raspberries. Like I said, it's a stouty stout, you know.
Stouty stout. I want a stout right now.
Stouts are great for the winter. And it's weird too, because all of a sudden the weather just got really cold out here. Relatively speaking. I mean, we've been used to it being in the 80s, and all of a sudden today it's like in the 60s. Food pairings for this is tough. I mean,
curry? No.
No. Well, I mean.
I guess if it's too spicy, then you don't want to go with curry. Well, I mean, spicy is the different kinds of spices. Like
the spice. Yeah, no, yeah, you don't want those to really fight each other.
You could cheat with cheesecake on this one.
No. Cheesecake would not do it. No, cheesecake I don't think would work with this. God, I don't smoke cigars, but I think it would go good with a cigar for some reason.
Oh, wow.
I've had a few beers on the show where I think, like, man, you just have to have a cigar with this beer. I've had it before, a couple barley wines, a couple stouts.
No, I mean, I've smoked a few cigars and, once or twice, but.
Yeah. Those are rare celebratory occasions.
Or just because we were all hanging out at Seau's and that's what you do when you went there.
Right.
Yeah. Or, you just happen to be in Cuba.
And Beer Coaster Chris, was like, puffing a cigar in your face and being all snobby about it, because that's what he does. I can see this. I see how this was a celebration, kind of a happy anniversary kind of a beer. I definitely get that. I mean, it is something a little bit special. So yeah, I'll have to think about more food pairings about this for later. But you know, again, that was the Iron Fist Rubus Vigoratus, the special brew for the Holiday Wine Cellar down in Escondido. They're on a mission and
Well, it's right off the 15.
Yeah,
It's not too far off the 15. You can look it up. I'll give you the Untappd ratings, which is a 3.68 out of 278 ratings. Top three places to drink it is nowhere.
Really?
I'm probably the first person to check into this, huh?
Well, no, they've got a bunch of other check-ins.
Oh, wow. 200, you said how many?
278 ratings.
Wow.
There's been 394 check-ins, but only 278 ratings.
Ah, got it.
Mike C was drinking this on January 14th, but nobody is checking in with this beer to a certain location. So,
see, Chris C on this said not getting much cardamom, but getting plenty of raspberry, and it was the exact opposite of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think, you know, there's so many things I think take place that, you know, that. You know, how much head you get in the beginning and you start to smell the temperature of the beer. I just think there really are a lot of little things that come into play where, not to mention just taste in general is so subjective between person to person.
Yeah. By the way, Holiday...
Person to person.
The Holiday Wine Cellar, by the way, is on... is on the corner of Escondido Boulevard and Mission over in Escondido. So definitely check them out. They got lots of cool craft beer and stuff, and great wine selection too. So join their club, get some discounts and stuff, and get their beers. Iron Fist is www.ironfistbrewing.com.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast, so we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Saponin.
What's happening?
All right. This is Toby out west, and for my strange brew, interesting ingredients
strange
beer, I am going with the Suede Imperial Porter from Stone. It's one of their more recent collaboration beers.
Who's acting all
they collaborated all. With what's that?
Nothing. Our listeners can't see your hand gestures, you know, hip-hoppy.
Toby's going back to collaboration. The 90s.
Oh, the collaboration hands. Yeah. I get it.
Collaboration. It's interlocking not the fingers.
Right, he's it's not the stop crabbling and listen.
Yeah.
No. So they collaborated with 10 Barrel Brewing out of Bend, Oregon, and Blue Jacket out of Washington, D.C. And when you look at the Blue Jacket website, it seems more like they're a restaurant. But when you look at their beer list, they've got a ton of different beers. And I don't know if these are all brewed on site or if these are, I don't know, but they got some interesting names and beers. They have a beer called White Album. It's a hoppy Hefeweizen, which is awesome. They have a beer called Mexican Radio, which is a spiced
Mexican
sweet stout.
Radio.
Nice.
Yeah, they have Forbidden Planet, which is a dry hopped Kolsch.
What's the
very, very interesting.
There?
They have a Seersucker Berliner Weiss.
Nice.
Very nice. And a Cashmere Belgian Quad. Wow. So that is that's Blue Jacket out of Washington, D.C. So this is the Suede. It is an Imperial Porter brewed with calendula flowers and jasmine and honey. Comes in at 9.6% ABV. Let's see if I get any other ingredients here. The flowers, the jasmine and calendula flowers do come from their very own stone farms, which is interesting. It's a cross-pollination at its finest.
If stone does say so themselves.
Right. So I think I'm gonna crack
the beer down here. Yep.
You know, I actually had this beer a while back. I'm trying to remember when.
Yeah.
Not on the show, but I remember getting it.
Off mic.
Yeah, off mic.
So it pours out. Ooh, I got a good solid Yeti finger of head there. It's pretty dark. It's the color of Guinness because there's lots of ruby highlights that are coming through. It goes up pretty far. So it's not super dark. It's not black for sure. Very, very dark, dark brown. The head is a tan head on the nose. Get some chocolate. Some floral notes coming through. Sweet grass. Something like that.
Sweet grass.
Yeah, there's a little bit in the background. There's some sort of a sweet grassy note.
Dude, I know I drank this beer, but Untappd is saying that I didn't. That I'm pretty honey? Sure I untapped every beer that I've had.
Yeah, very, very mellow aromas. It doesn't. Nothing really jumps out. Nothing is, you know, super aromatic. It's just kind of. I think that the most dominant aroma is probably chocolate. Yeah, like a milk chocolate kind of smell. So, yeah, this is where my audio cut out, and I didn't even realize it until I was done with my tasting flight. So, hopefully, in last call, I give you a little more information on the flavors that I got. So, yeah, sorry about that. On with the show.
Aces and Ales. Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Hello, this is Mike here on the East Coast, stuck in another polar vortex. And I'm going to try. Yes, we got another snowstorm coming in. I'm going to try Night Shift Brewing, and the beer I'm going to try is Rose. Now, this beer is a Saison. Brewed with rosemary, rose hips, honey, and pink peppercorns. And also...
Sounds like a chick beer.
And also some rye.
Yeah, it totally sounds like a chick beer.
Why? Because it's got pink peppercorns? It's got rye and pepper. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
and it's called Rose.
Rose hey. And rosemary. And
rosemary in it.
Hey, well, there's...
And it's got rose roses. Hips.
I have family that's roses.
It's very pink. Was this a breast cancer type thing?
I'm wondering inspiration? If it's going to be... I don't know. It doesn't actually say that. It mentions... Nope.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
None of that.
Everything is pink, you know?
So this is from Night Shift Brewing Company out of Everett, Massachusetts. And...
Which I got to say, their logo is top notch. Yeah, I love the little the hop owl.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome. Sweet. It's so basic and whatever.
The ABV on this beer is 7.6. Awesome. I did mention this was a Saison, right? Or farmhouse. Their website is www.nightshiftbrewing.com. This is a 750 bottle, cork and caged, and I'm going to.
It is so dark in Mike's place that when he holds the beer off to the side, and since it has a cork, it looks like he was holding like a wand, like he was like a witch or something, like from Wizard of Oz.
Things, beer and ale, project glass.
Oh, he's totally ignoring you, Dave. trying to rush through it for you, by the way.
Saison-y.
Ooh, very Saison-y.
Wow. Okay, I got about a Yeti finger of head here.
Wow.
It's a very cloudy orange, kind of pale orange color. Doesn't quite have that rose. I don't know why I was expecting it to be pink. I guess just because of all the rose and the pink peppercorn and everything else.
But if they planned it out correctly, it would be pink.
And now, see, on this particular bottle, actually, is brewed. It says 8.4. So we got a little discrepancy here in the ABV. We got 8.4, 7.7, and 7.6. But this is batch number 12, and this was bottled November 19th. I can smell the rose hips, some honey, and some orange.
Honey and orange in the Saison.
It almost has a...
Nice.
Not quite bubble gum, but something like a tart, almost like a lactic acid kind of tartness. Wow. And something else. It's not just rose. It's like other flowers too, like lavender and.
Oh, so we got a couple of flower beers.
All kinds of stuff going on in the nose of this beer. Pour a tiny bit more here.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Quite different from the nose. A little breadier. With some spiciness in there. You get some of that rye. But on the nose, man, it's so different. You get so much going on with honey and flowers and rose hips and rosemary and the flavor. It's kind of more of a straightforward kind of farmhouse. I have no idea what to pair with something like this.
Chicken.
Grilled I'm not chicken. A big salad guy, but.
No, not chicken salad. Chicken.
Grilled chicken salad.
Not chicken salad. Sure.
I can't hear either one of you guys, chicken. So I don't know if what you're saying.
Come on.
I guess Toby's telling me to wrap it up. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I don't know exactly what to pair with this. I guess I'm going to... this floral stuff. You know, Crazy Dave keeps putting up... pictures of chicken, but I'm not going to agree with it on this one because it's more, it needs something with some kind of vinegar. You know, I think in like a salad with like a vinaigrette or something. Yeah, that's what I'll go with. And maybe even a pad thai. Like if you get a pad thai with some, squeeze some lime on there, that might go pretty well with that. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going with pad thai. You get a chance, check this one out. This is the Rose from Night Shift Brewing out of Everett, Massachusetts. The beer ad... Ooh, here we go. Sorry.
Untapped rates this a 3.63 out of 490 ratings.
And the top three places to drink this, there's actually only two, and that's Night Shift Brewing out of Everett, Mass., of course, and the Dog Pound in Richmond, Virginia. And the Beer Advocate users rate this an 83, which is good.
Time Change Girl says, my new boss is a boutique beer brand something or other, so he sends me home with beer and strange iced tea concoctions he calls the future. 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 Future.
All right, everybody, last call.
Bitches.
All right, folks, it's time for Last Call. This is where we do our pint ratings, and the first up is Toby and Dave.
Dave.
All right. La Rogue Voodoo Donut. I mean, this was raspberry.
Yeah.
Raspberry.
I mean, I'm retrying it now, and now that it's been sitting a while, like, you know, I had another taste of it, and it was just, it tastes like raspberry donut. I'm not getting, there's a little hint of chocolate, a little bit of hint of pretzel, but I mean, the raspberry is pretty much in your face. I mean, you know, they did a real good job of getting that raspberry flavor in there. I'll give them a half a point for that.
Okay.
I mean, you really got to be in the mood for having something like this. I mean, it's kind of sweet, you know, and you can kind of just drink it as its own little thing. So I'll give it a 3.5. I mean, I think it's a far cry from being a spectacular beer from like what a 4 would deserve.
Right.
So I think a 3.5 would work. The Rubus Vigoratus, this is an interesting beer. I mean, there's a lot of flavor in this. There's quite a bit of complexity. It kind of reminds me of the Stone's Vertical Epic 12-12-12, because it's got a lot of those spices kind of stuff in it, but not nearly as pumpkin-y, though. I mean, this is really, you know, that cardamom and a little bit hint of raspberry. It definitely would be worth, you know, putting this in the cellar for a while and seeing how all that stuff, you know, blends and ages and develops together. It's still interesting, very different from the Rogue, even though they both have, raspberries in it. Raspberry's not up front in this beer, but it's still interesting enough. I'd like to give it another shot, but I'll give this a 3.
Well, what do you think? What do you think? Can you have? Is there any forecast? Can you kind of guess what it would be like in maybe a year from now? Do you think anything would mellow out? Do you think anything?
What I'm hoping is that it'll sweeten up a little bit. You know, like a lot of times when you sell our beers, they get like a more malty sweetness to them.
Right.
I'm really hoping that's what happens with this. I think that would really make that. I think that would really bring it up to a 4 if it did that. And that's what I'm looking to in a year or two. I think maybe this one is one to kind of lay down and do that. So, and it's cheap enough. I mean, it's like $6, you know, right now at the Holiday Wine Cellar. So if you guys want to, you know, shout out to them, you know, real quick. You know, if you guys want to, like I said, they're a great craft beer store. They got a ton of beer and a huge cellar just full of beer from all over the world. And, you know, local beers and, you know, special beers and stuff. So, you know, definitely worth going and checking them out.
Well, for my fermentation conversation, the Rogue raspberry or pretzel raspberry chocolate ale, this doesn't happen. It kind of ruined my palate. It left this really harsh raspberry aftertaste, and it was more of a raspberry cough syrup type aftertaste that even up to the point where I was starting to try my second beer, the Suede from Stone, that I could still kind of feel that raspberry on the back of my tongue, even though I'd had a cup of water before that. But the raspberry hangs out for way too long, so I don't know. I mean, so far within this series, the Voodoo Donut Rogue series, I've really liked the other two, only because I think part of the reason is they got a lot of flack, but I took them for what they were worth, and I like them for that. You know, the bacon maple beer was a smoke beer. It was very smoky, and it was very traditional with the smoky beers, so I liked it for that. And the chocolate peanut butter one, I thought it had all those flavors. Nothing was offensive. With this one, the raspberry is way too much.
See, you know, dude.
And there's a little bit of chocolate, but that's about it. It's just like raspberry, but it's this weird kind of medicinal raspberry flavor that I'm getting. It doesn't taste natural. It tastes, I don't know. It tastes fake. It tastes, I don't know, like cough syrup kind of
thing.
Well,
they're using raspberry extract and not raspberry fruits themselves.
Yeah.
So that might be one reason. But, you know, one thing about that, you're going back to what you were saying, though, about the raspberry lasting too long. I mean, that's, usually the sign of something that's you know, as good as how long these flavors persist, you know, and I think that persistence is worth something. And you're saying that it's not. Maybe it's because you don't like the raspberry extract. Maybe if they use real raspberries or something, it might be different if it was more
like a puree as opposed to an extract. Yeah,
right. And if it was authentic and persistent, you'd probably be better off with it. For me, I didn't really get that syrupiness to it.
No, there's nothing really syrupy about it. Something about that raspberry, whatever it is, it hangs out for too long. It's on the nose. Everything is really nice on the nose.
You know what it is? It's like raspberry jelly in a donut is what it is.
Well, that's what Gina said when she drank it. She said, "This is a raspberry donut." What I'm drinking right now is a raspberry donut.
That's what they're trying to do with this beer, Toby.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If that's the thing, but and you know, don't get me. I mean, I'm a fan of the Voodoo Donuts thus far, but now once I've had this one, there's something weird about the raspberry that I don't like. There's something weird that the raspberry does in the aftertaste that hangs out that I don't like, and it's this weird.
It's supposed to hang out.
Well, listen, I don't know.
This is all subjective, man.
What's your damn rating?
I think I'm gonna go with a 2.
Oh,
I'm gonna drop the deuce on this. I'm dropping the deuce.
Drop the donut deuce
on the Rogue Voodoo Donut, and this is crazy for me because I mean, like I said, thus far I've really liked the Voodoo Donut beers, even though some of the other ones have gotten some serious flack. But for now, I don't know. This one is not sitting well with me, so I'm gonna go 2 pints. Right.
Wow,
what about your tasting?
That's whack, dude.
It is. Hey, Dave, don't get me wrong, man. I want to like this beer. I do.
Just for the record, I'm up a mine to a 4 just to counter off some of Toby's.
No, 3.5.
I think they did a good job of making it a donut-y taste.
Yeah. I think you got more donut out of your beer than me. Because to me, it was more of a raspberry something.
You know why I got more donut out of this beer than you did? Because you are a donut.
Temperature could play a big part. A donut in hole. Like
you're a total donut hole.
So, what about your tasting flight?
The Stone Suede. I really enjoyed this beer. It's funny because I had this before and I don't remember liking it this much. I thought before when I had it, this is all right. But now that I've had it and I've really taken the time to analyze it, and it does go pretty well with the chili. I don't know if I would. Because I did do an instant pairing, hashtag instant pairing.
You gotta eat the chili again and drink it live.
Well, I did. I mean, well, I did it just before we started recording.
No, you got instant pairing. You have to do it right there. You know, there you go. Toby's macking on some turkey chili.
Yeah, macking on some chili. You know. And this is the last little sip of my beer now. It definitely brings out more of the sweet, chocolatey, floral notes. Definitely does help with that, and it's nice.
Is that from the chocolate flowers?
Yeah, the chocolate flowers of the Andes.
Of the Andes candies. Andes candies mountains.
It's funny when I said it, I didn't even think of that, but then I really like this. I'm going to go 4 pints. I really enjoyed this one. I think people should definitely check it out. It's an interesting, different take on an Imperial Porter. If you're a fan of Imperial Porters, this has a nice, interesting twist to it. So, yeah, 4 pints. Very nice. And it does go good with chili. I think it does go good with chili.
If I was drinking that beer, I'd probably have some mole to have with it.
I think mole would probably be the number one pairing to go with it. If I had mole right now, I would love to try it with this. I think it would be spot on. But for now, with some chili, actually it's a turkey chili. It's very nice.
There's some chocolate chili recipes too, right?
I use cocoa powder in my chili, so there is a little bit of a chocolate something that goes into the chili, but it's not, you know, super chocolatey, but, you know, it does add a nice kind of chocolatiness along to go, you know, to go along with the sweetness and all that kind of stuff. So anyway,
for me, I have no input on the Voodoo Donut because I didn't get it, but could not find it, and I looked for it.
Well, you know, Mike tried for 3 weeks. Actually, I think it was probably a month now. Mike's been trying to get that damn beer. And
yeah, because there was actually on Twitter back on in December 12th, Norman Miller, aka the Real Beer Nut, actually said, "Ugh, more Voodoo Donut beers?" So that was well over, you know, a month ago. That's, you know, 5 weeks ago or more. So, yeah, I've been looking for this beer for a while. It just never showed up here. But anyway, for my Tasting Flight beer, my Night Shift Rose, the nose on this beer was fantastic. I mean, it rocked. It had so many different things between the floral and the honey and fruitiness, but on the taste, it was strange. It's like it all went away, and it was kind of a very kind of plain saison, almost like an unflavored saison. I couldn't pull out any of those flavors that I got on the nose, and it's one of the strangest things for me because
if you smell it, you expect it to be there.
Yeah, you like the aroma and taste kind of go hand in hand. You can't taste half the stuff without smelling it, you know? So
I don't know, that could be a benefit. Sometimes if the girl, you know, doesn't smell so good.
Well, we're talking about beer, not girls, right now. And this one, I don't know. I mean, I really like the nose, and it's a very drinkable saison. It just, man, what a difference between aroma and taste. So, I mean, I'm going to give it a 3 because I like
the aroma,
both aspects, but something's wrong. Like, it needs to be,
like,
I'm giving
wrong.
It points for the nose, and
yeah. Tripping now.
I'm giving it probably extra points for the nose here, but it's a pretty kind of plain Jane in flavor. But the nose is fantastic, so I don't know. I'm giving it a 3. I don't have any shout-outs this week.
None?
Nope, I got nothing.
Right.
My shout-out was just the holiday.
You can give out a few. You really want me to, I guess I can.
Well, while you're looking those up, Mike, I will give a shout-out to J.J. Bean P., Paul Mortlock, Chris Reed, Chad Edwards, Gino Kenny, Satch, and Eric Olson.
Hey, also giving a shout out to Beer Coaster Charlie. He was he got an untapped. Him and I both got the level 9 Freedom Useless Badge. Hipster Rufus said, like, you know, like
Freedom Useless Badge,
whatever it is. I remember Hipster Rufus said something, and it's like, I just like this is such a worthless, you know, badge. It's like a waste.
Hipster Rufus just untapped something?
No. He had gotten that Freedom Badge or whatever, and he's like, I seem to get this like every time I untap a beer. It's silly. Like a worthless badge.
Yeah, I'll give a quick shout out to Long Trail Boston, FD Hoffer, The Roaming Pint, Backstreet Brewery, Artisan Beer Depot, and The Beer Exchange. And Scott Thompson, And also Cappy's Liquors in Danvers, Massachusetts.
Oh, I want to give a quick shout out to Craft Beers and Brews on Untappd. They commented on one of my recent posts on Untappd, my recent check-in, so Craft Beers and Brews.
Well, that's it, folks.
See you next week.
Hope you enjoyed our show.
Right,
we haven't said this.
Let us know. Send us some backwash, man. We want some backwash.
Yeah, let us know what you think about the show.
Tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what sucks.
What you like,
tell us
what
what's
you hate.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah. Something. Anything.
This is a reminder to all our listeners. This is your show. We're just drinking
we
it.
We just drinking it.
Cheers, folks.
Cheers.
Peace. See you next week.
All right.
Check out beercoasterspodcast.com. Also, check out youtube.com/beercoasterspodcast. Cheers again.
Yeah. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Watch our videos. You can see our faces.
Yeah. See our faces.
This is your radio.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week.
Aw, you can't get drunk off eating jelly beans? Aw, man.